The subdued horror film Undertone features an interesting mix of elements. It has energetic sound with visual stillness, mysterious folklore with historical fact, and religious guilt with simmering terror. These pairings are promising and thought-provoking, but they don't guarantee this film's greatness. Undertone was released on March 13th of this year, was included in this year's Sundance Film Festival in January, and was distributed by the hot artsy film studio A24. While caring for her dying bedridden mother in her small home, a young woman tries to focus on her job as a podcast host, discussing stories of the paranormal. But when she receives a small collection of spooky recordings and listens to them, she gradually becomes haunted, creeping closer and closer to ruin. Movie theaters have had a lot of magnified violence lately with the new releases They Will Kill You, Ready or Not 2, Here I Come, Scream 7, Send Help, and 28 years later, The Bone Temple. All of these films have been in theaters in the last 2.5 months. Undertone is notable because it isn't giving audiences any blood, guts, or fighting. This horror film is psychological, restrained, and intimate. For a film about podcasting, at least on the surface, it has a few scenes with lots of dialogue. This dialogue is necessary to explain the ominous recordings the pair of podcasters are trying to understand, and this dialogue mostly feels flat. Neither of the podcaster characters talk with any genuine interest or charisma. Undertone has some moments of palpable unease, with long, frozen shots of the quiet interiors of an empty home. The entire film is actually only shot inside this home, subliminally evoking a sense of claustrophobic dread. The main actress, Nina Keery, is the only person seen on screen most of the time. Almost all of her conversations are with people over the phone, forcing viewers to imagine who she is talking to. Nina Keery is mostly known for her supporting role on the Handmaid's Tale TV series. Her role in this film requires some emotional heavy lifting, which is probably why she's so inconsistent. It appears intermittently to be too heavy a lift for her, because she comes off as robotic in some parts, but then fragile in others. This film is not a significant creative spark in the horror genre, but more like a creative ember. Like if the screenwriter and director Ian Tewison had a promising mix of ideas, but then took an Ambien before his meeting was over. Undertone has some moments of brilliance, and it offers a lot of commentary on the growing isolation happening in collective youth culture. But it's a shame all of its ideas couldn't come together in a more captivating, emotional, and cohesive way. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.